Lesson 89. Tell, say, additional, inform, order, relate, gardener. The verbs to tell and to say mean roughly the same thing, but the verb to tell has three additional meanings or uses, which are to inform, to order, and to relate. For example, 1. Can you tell me the time, please? Or, in other words, can you inform me of the time, please? 2. Tell that boy to shut up. Or, in other words, order that boy to shut up. 3. Tell us a story, please. Or, relate a story to us, please. What are the three additional meanings of the verb to tell, besides meaning the same as to say?
The three additional meanings of the verb to tell, besides meaning the same as to say, are 1. Inform, 2. Order, 3. Relate.
Give me some examples, please.
1. Tell me what you've got in your pocket. 2. Tell him to come here. And 3. Tell me exactly what happened.
Another difference between tell and say is that we generally use tell when we speak to somebody, that is, when we tell something to somebody. For example, I told John that I was hungry, whilst we use say when we are not speaking to anybody in particular, but are just saying something. For example, I said that I was hungry. In order to make it a little clearer, perhaps, supposing I am in this room alone and I make the statement, I am thirsty. I am saying that I am thirsty. If, on the other hand, you are in the room with me and I speak to you making the same statement, I am telling you that I am thirsty. What is another difference between tell and say?
Another difference between tell and say is that we generally use tell when we speak to somebody, whilst we use say when we are not speaking to anyone in particular.
With direct speech, we always use the verb to say. For example, he said to his friend, I will see you tomorrow. Or, be careful, she said. We must notice that after say, we use to, but not after the word tell. For example, he said to me, and he told me. For direct speech, which verb do we use, say or tell?
For direct speech, we use the verb say.
Give me an example, please.
Be quiet, I said.
Do we use the word to after the verb tell or say?
We use the word to after the verb say.
Give me an example, please.
The gardener said to them, don't walk on the grass, please. The gardener told them not to walk on the grass.
Risen. What's the paradigm of the verb to rise?
The paradigm of the verb to rise is rise, rose, risen.
Have you ever risen before the sun has risen?
Yes, I've sometimes risen before the sun has risen. Or, no, I've never risen before the sun has risen.
Gain, transaction, put right, degree. We generally use the word earn with the meaning of to receive money for work done, whilst we use the word gain for other purposes, such as to gain strength, gain time, gain friends, or to gain money through a business transaction. What's the difference between to earn and to gain?
The difference between to earn and to gain is that we generally use earn with the meaning of to receive money for work done, whilst we use the word gain for other purposes.
If you were to buy a business for, shall we say, £800,000 and were to sell it for half that amount, would you be gaining by doing so?
No. If I were to buy a business for £800,000 and were to sell it for half that amount, I wouldn't be gaining by doing so, but I'd be losing by doing so.
How much would your loss be?
My loss'd be £400,000.
Does your watch generally gain or lose time, or does it keep perfect time?
My watch generally keeps perfect time.
What must we do when our watches gain or lose time?
When our watches gain or lose time, we must put them right.
What's the best way to gain a friend?
The best way to gain a friend is to be nice to him.
How long does it take the average student to gain a degree at university?
It takes the average student about 4 years to gain a degree at university.
As regards learning a language, would you gain anything by going to the country where it was spoken?
Yes, as regards learning a language, I'd gain something by going to the country where it was spoken.
Why?
Because I'd be able to speak the language every day.
In the above question, the word is could be used instead of was. Mark. Out of. Petrol. Company. Trademark. Are there any marks on these walls?
Yes, there are some marks on these walls. Or, no, there aren't any marks on these walls.
What kind of marks are they? Footmarks or finger marks or both?
They're both.
Who marks your dictations?
I mark my dictations myself.
How many marks did you get in your last English exam?
I got 80 marks out of 100 in my last English exam.
Which petrol company do you think has the best trademark?
I think Agip has the best trademark.
Why?
Because it's easy to recognise and remember.
Base, basic, basis, happiness. What part of the book is this?
It's the bottom or the base of the book.
What do you think is basically the difference between your own language and English?
I think that, basically, the difference between my own language and English is that English grammar is easier to learn.
What do you consider to be the basis of a good life?
I think that health and happiness, etc., are the basis of a good life.
Include. When you stay at a hotel for one night, does the price you pay usually include breakfast?
Yes. When you stay at a hotel for one night, the price you pay usually includes breakfast. Or, no, when you stay at a hotel for one night, the price you pay doesn't usually include breakfast.
Brush. What do we use to clean our shoes with?
We use a brush to clean our shoes with.
Box. Do you like to watch boxing?
Yes, I like to watch boxing. Or, no, I don't like to watch boxing.
Type. What type of film do you like to see?
The type of film I like to see is one with a love story, or one with plenty of action.
Can you type?
Yes, I can.
How many words a minute?
About 40 words a minute.
Practice. Do you ever practice your English outside the lesson?
Yes, I sometimes practice my English outside the lesson.
Get out. Strange looking. Take pride, copy, mice.